In this day and age of technology, with people not answering their phones when we think they would and not responding to text messages, there is an old school way of doing things, and that is very critical here. Get their email address. On that first phone call, got to send a confirmation email to remind them that you're coming out there. And that appointment should not be a week out or a week and a half out. I can almost give you 100% guarantee. If you're beyond 3 days, if you call them on a Monday, you're not going to see them till Friday. There's a high probability it's going to be a no-show, or they're going to cancel on you. Again, having listed 1,000 for sub-owners and having watched how they behave when they're being inundated with realtors, got to get their email address, and that way you can send a recap email. And keep that appointment again 1 to 3 days out. In an email, tell them why you're coming out to the property to preview it, and your broker potentially recommended that you go out there to preview property in case you have a buyer that's a fit for that home, or somebody else in the office does, because not every realtor previews by owners. I appreciate the privilege to be able to see your property, but we need to ask for their email so you can send a confirmation and they know who's coming out to the property. So, Mr. Fisbo, just so you know who I am, let me send you my contact information. Most buy owners will give it to you, will give you their email address, because once you've taken the tour, and if they didn't ask for a sit down, you've got to send them a note to see how they're doing. And remember, what note are we eventually sending them? We're going to keep recapping the marketplace. And we can't call them and say, hey, the house down the street just dropped this price 10 grand. I thought you should know. And I also think you should know that one recently sold, things like that. We're going to wear out our welcome if we keep calling them. But if you have their email, you can do follow-ups about market insights that you have in that area. Plus, it shows you know what you're talking about. What's going on? You have your thumb on what's going on, momentum-wise, the pent-up demand buyers, all that stuff. You're in the know. Other agents just keep sending them stuff about pick me, we have 12 offices, all that stuff, and just stay the course, but you have to get their email. It's imperative. Now, I've had agents say to me, a lot of people don't open their emails nowadays. Well, you can use a software program that actually tells you how many times they've done that. These are really quite affordable programs. I've seen buy owners open my email 12, 15 times before I even got there, which means my message was pretty compelling. I was saying what nobody else was saying. I want you to think of this last thought here, that there's a book talks about in life, you have a product that's a blue ocean and a red ocean. A red ocean is where all the sharks are feeding, blood everywhere, whatever they're chewing on. And then there's the blue ocean idea. The blue ocean is where you're kind of off by yourself and you have all the territory, whatever you're presenting wins. And be the one who says, I've got a blue ocean idea for for sale by owners. I'm not going to keep saying, again, no offense if a broker says, pound them away with our brand name. And maybe your broker has had great success pounding the buy owner away. We're the brand, we're the brand, we're the brand to be with, we're the brand. And that works for your company. Then great, stay the course there. I can just tell you from my experience, having coached people around the nation, we've done that approach. They tended to say, I'm sick of hearing about any brand. And why isn't somebody just taking the approach to encourage me to stay the course? Help me out. And let me refer them business once I sell by owner. And I'm just going to tell them how much I appreciated Bob the LO, Bob the Realtor. That's not what happens. We just go back to our training as salespeople. A, what's it called? ABC, always be closing. No, it's ABA, always be assessing. Assess where they're at. If you close too fast, it's like the guy in the car who tries to kiss a girl after 10 minutes And she says, I don't think so. He's always closing. He's always trying to get what he wants. And that's what salespeople do. I want what I want. I'm going to go for it. This is about ABA. Always be assessing. Don't lean in to kiss first. Let's see the other person lean in first. And then you know it's okay. Don't lean in closing first. Make sure that you see that the receptive, and one way to see that the receptive is having an email campaign. And the email campaign mostly consists of, here's what's going on in your market center. 2 new listings, 5 new listings, 3 new sales. Just want to touch base with you, Mr. Fisbo. Hope you're doing well. I'm still hoping to find a buyer that's a fit for your home. Anyways, the email campaign is really quite important. Thanks for listening.